G-minus 96, ICA headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. With any luck, President Valerie Slater felt that the trajectory of her political life was only one more day away from getting back on track. Things had gotten tough several times during recent years, and her current troubles were certainly nothing compared to those experienced at the real low points. Her frustrations, though, stemmed from being consistently left in the dark about crucial alien-related information, despite her title as Deputy Planetary Liaison, supposedly placing her at the same top table as Dan McCarthy, Tara Ford, William Godfrey, and Ding Xiang. Chairman Godfrey hadn't cut her out of decisions quite so fully as he'd cut out all non-titled world leaders, but she still felt like an outsider when reflecting on the closer relationship he continued to cultivate with Ding. As if anything more was needed, the continued mosquito-like presence of British Prime Minister John Cole was cause for an altogether different kind of concern. What with the shameless and reckless figure running around like a bull in a china shop and trying to discredit Slater with an eye to taking her seat and title before long. Many of the other national delegates who were gathered in Argentina for the day's gala inauguration viewed Slater disdainfully as one of the self-important elite, when in reality the others at the top of the tree viewed her as an annoyance who they had to put up with simply by virtue of the unquestioned superpower status of the nation she represented. In essence, Slater was neither here nor there, like the fairy tale bat shunned by both birds and mammals for fully belonging in neither group. As soon as the ICA got up and running, Godfrey, to the extent she could trust a word he said, promised that he would take off the kid gloves and firmly deal with Cole's barely concealed scheming. And when the need for maximum unity wore off and Slater herself could aim barbs at Cole, the easiest target she'd ever encountered, she hoped the feelings of political helplessness would fade. No longer would she be viewed as ineffectual, a soft touch, a lame duck. One more day, she thought to herself from her large but sparse office. Then the world will remember who Valerie Slater really is.